So a cell phone goes up to another cell phone and says, "Hey, why are you wearing glasses?" This is the funny part. The other cell phone replies, "Because I lost all my contacts."
Thank you. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah,
Jonah,
Micah,
Nahum,
Habakkuk,
Zephaniah,
Haggai,
Zechariah,
Malachi.
The New Testament.
Matthew,
Mark,
Luke,
John,
Acts,
Romans,
1 and 2 Corinthians,
Galatians,
Ephesians,
Philippians,
Colossians,
1 and 2 Thessalonians,
1 and 2 Timothy,
Titus,
Philemon,
Hebrews,
James,
1 and 2 Peter,
1st, 2nd, 3rd John,
Jude,
and Revelation.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
Romans 12:1-3. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, not to think for every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Put him there. to be happy and to make myself believe. But it's real, it's real, oh, I know it's real. Praise God that helps us settle, for I know it's real.
When the truth came close and searching, all my joy would disappear. For I did not have the witness of the Spirit bright and clear. When at times a coming judgment would appear before my mind, oh, it made me so uneasy, for God's smile I could not find.
But it's real, oh, I know it's real. Praise God that I'll just settle, for I know it's real.
But at last I tired of living such a life of fear and doubt, for I wanted God to give me something I would know about. So the truth would make me happy and the light would clearly shine, but the Spirit gave assurance that I'm His and He is mine.
But it's real.
Window Boxes by Eleanor Farjon. A window box of pansies is such a happy thing. A window box of walrus is a garden for a king. A window box of roses makes everyone stand still who sees a garden growing on a windowsill.
Your flag and my flag by Wilbur Dean Nesbitt. Your flag and my flag, you know how it flies today. In your land and my land, a half a world away. Rose red and blood red, the stripes forever gleam. Snow white and so white, the good for Father's dream. Sky blue and true blue, the stars to gleam aright. A glory guiding of the day, a shelter through the night. The one flag, the great flag, the flag for me and you. Glorified all else beside the red, the white, the blue.
The Village Blacksmith by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man, is he, with large and sinewy hands. and the muscles of his brawny arms are strong as iron bands. He goes on Sunday to the church and sits among his boys. He hears the parson pray and preach. He hears his daughter's voice singing in the village choir. It makes his heart rejoice. Thanks to thee, to my worthy friend, for the lesson thou hast taught. Thus at its flaming forge of life, our fortunes must be wrought. Thus on its sounding anvil shape, each burning deed and thought.
My Heart's in the Highlands by Robert Burns. My heart's in the Highlands, my heart is not here. My heart's in the Highlands, a-chasing the deer, chasing the wild deer and following the roe. My heart's in the Highlands, wherever I go. Farewell to the Highlands, farewell to the north, the birthplace of valor, the country of birth. Wherever I wander, wherever I rove, the hills of the Highlands, forever I love. Farewell to the mountains, high-covered with snow. Farewell to the straths and green valleys below. Farewell to the forests and wild-hanging woods. Farewell to the torrents and wild-pouring floods. My heart's in the Highlands, my heart is not here. My heart's in the Highlands, of chasing the deer, chasing the wild deer and following the roe. My heart's in the Highlands, wherever I go.
Sea Fever by John Masefield. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind song and the white sail shaking, and the gray mist and the sea's face and the gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, to the call of the running tide. Is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying and a flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.
those who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart, and now my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Just say something, Brother Mike.
Okay.
We've dealt with the volunteers and the helpers, and we certainly appreciate each one of you. Again, we couldn't do it without you. This is a joint effort in what we do here. We don't have a big school. We're not ever looking to have a big school. We didn't start our school to be a big school. We started a school here because of the burden of our heart, that our young people shouldn't be in a place where what we're teaching them on Sunday is being undermined Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's what's happening when they're not in Christian education. Now, the school is, and I don't want you to misunderstand, the school places a great burden on the church in manpower, in finances, in every aspect. But we're glad to bear that burden, because of what happens tonight, because of what's going on, graduating young people, seeing how God's moving in their hearts and their lives. And we're very thankful that he's allowed us this opportunity to have a Christian school. All right, our graduates are ready, and so we're going to have our graduates come in. Prepared a speech for you tonight, and each of them only wanted an hour each, so we're okay. They're not going to keep. Want to share with you, and so we're going to have them.
Thank you.
old, my mom asked me if I'd like to come to church. I didn't know what church was, nor did I even know whether I'd not like it or not. I told my mom, yes, I would like to come to church. That Sunday, when the church bus came, I was very excited. I even made friends with the bus captain's daughter. As I got older, church became very important to me, so much so that I never wanted to miss it. Although I attended church regularly, something was missing. But what? Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I had not yet accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. At the age of 10, I realized that I was in need of a Savior. And Mrs. Lancaster took me to a quiet place and led me to the Lord. Since then, I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ to the best of my ability. It wasn't, although I now had assurance of my salvation. It wasn't always easy because I am as much of a human as everyone else in this room tonight. I still have the same temptations and fleshly desires, but in order to overcome these fleshly temptations and desires, I must walk closely with God each day and ask for the daily guidance of His direction in my life. I am so glad He has allowed me to become one of His children. God has blessed me beyond all measures. Although He hasn't given me Christian parents, He has blessed me with a loving church family. Throughout the years, I've experienced many different blessings that would not have been possible without the willingness and support of others. For example, God has given me the opportunity to attend a Christian high school. Attending a Christian high school has taught me so much. For example, it's taught me to learn to study more diligently, walk closer with God, and keeping me away from the philosophies of this world. It's very difficult to adjust to the curriculum here at Easton Baptist Academy because we weren't given study guides. Thank God for flashcards. They really helped me for these past 4 years. Even I'm just really nervous. Because I hadn't had anyone to study with. I also would like to take the time to thank the volunteers at Easton Baptist Academy, such as Mrs. Walsh, Mrs. Torres, Diego, Mrs. Olga, and Mrs. Jesse for helping me get through English and math and Spanish. They did a really great job. I would also like to thank Brother Mike and Mrs. Maya for taking their time out of their day to be my on-site teacher. And last of all, I would like to thank whoever has supported me financially throughout these years. It wouldn't have been possible for me to attend if it wasn't for them. If I hadn't come to a Christian high school, I don't think I ever would have chosen to come to a Christian college. I wouldn't be who I am today. When I saw the ads about PCC on... PCC on the video, I realized that I too wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to attend a Christian college. I'll have to admit, there were times that I was very stubborn and did not trust God as much as I should have. But through that, I learned that if I place my trust in Him and seek to do His will, that He will provide for me. God will take care of me. Thank you for listening to my testimony.
Now we're going to hear from Zena Padilla.
Hi, everyone. I would like to thank my parents for encouraging me to strive to do my best, for giving me guidance and support, especially my mother, for being an academic disciplinarian stalker. I would like to take a moment to thank my grandpa, who has passed away, for loving me enough and believing in me to send me to EBA. The first 3 years, my grandpa met the financial tuition requirements, which allowed me to be here, and for that I am truly thankful to him. I would like to thank my nanny and Pappy for motivating me. I would like to thank Brother Mike and Miss Meyer for taking the time to be my on-site teachers. I would like to thank Miss Meyer for spiritually guiding me to Philippians 4:13, which reads, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Miss Meyer might not have known then that Philippians 4:13 would become my life verse. Going from a secular education to a Christian education proved to be a challenging experience. The curriculum and the rules were different, and the classes were harder. But through it all, that verse has helped me to rely on Jesus. Jesus is my strength, and I cannot do anything on my own. I would like to thank Brother Mike for keeping me diligent in my work and for not letting me give up. I would also like to thank Brother Frank. Brother Frank has been my chapel teacher for the past 3 years while I attended Easton Baptist Academy. Even though sometimes Brother Frank didn't think that we were paying attention, I truly was. His chapel services have impacted me on a day-to-day basis. The message that touched me the most was the message on staying in God's bubble. That message was about staying in the protection and the path that God has chosen for you. Once you step outside that bubble, you are no longer on the right path and are now estranged from God. Thank you, Brother Frank. I would also like to thank Pastor and Mrs. Gilmore for giving me the opportunity to attend Easton Baptist Academy. I would like to salute all the volunteers who have came into EBA and helped me with my academic courses. I would like to thank my church family for praying for me and supporting our school. I am truly thankful to my Savior, Jesus Christ. He has been my shepherd throughout everything that I've been through in the past 4 years. Without him, attending Easton Baptist Academy would not have been possible. My presence as a student here at EBA taught me the importance of a Christian education. I also had a lot of fun. My fellow students became my family. Field trips were fun. Gym was definitely a vigorous experience. And lunch was awesome. I made a lot of memories attending school here. I also learned a lot of lessons, not just for school, but for my life. As I proceed to my undergraduate studies, I will emotionally revisit the influences that EBA has blessed me with. I will keep Christ in all my decisions, and I will try my hardest to follow what he has planned for me. As my senior year comes to a close, it is my belief that Jesus has laid on my heart that I should become a doctor of pediatrics. Through my faith in Jesus Christ, I will strive to do his will for my life. I would like to ask that everyone continue to pray for me. If this is God's will, it shall be done. Amen. Thank you.
I have a couple of presentations to make before I give my remarks. And I want the girls to come, Brianna and Zena. We give our graduates, come on up here. We give our graduates a Bible. And we want each of you to have this, a good old Schofield reference Bible. And our prayer is that you'll wear it out. Now, I know it's a graduation gift, but don't put it on a shelf just as a remembrance. That's not why we're giving it to you. We want you to read it, study it, live by it. Zena? Brianna? Get your notes in the book. I'm going to say more about that in a minute, but we want you to use it. Again, when I graduated college, they gave me a Bible, and for a couple of years, I had other Bibles. I had it on my shelf. And one day it finally hit me. That's not why they gave it to me. And I did use it. I did wear it out. It's back on my shelf. But that's okay. We want you to get your nose in the book, because that's what you need to do. All right, be seated. I have some other presentations here. I want Brother Mike to come. He said, I believe this is what God wants me to do. And I'm so thankful that God raised him up. And, you know, Brother Mike's not perfect. None of us are. But thank God for a man of God who wants to do something to the Lord. And we just appreciate that so much. His love for the kids, his dedication to what he's doing, and the joy he has about doing it. This is not a job to Brother Mike. And her love for what she does. She loves the kids. She, mid-year this year, she started doing the morning break. And it became that it wasn't an adult going to do the break, you know, oversee. It was more grandma getting together with the kids. And just that kind of spirit. So we so appreciate what she does. And I don't say that just because she's my wife. Here's my wife. But for what she does for our school, we could not do without it. And thank you. Give her a big hand. Grandma Gilmore. Well, I got about 20 pages of sermon here. I'm just kidding you. I'm not going to talk long at all. The focus is not really on any of us tonight. It's on these girls. This is their night. You might not believe this, but I can remember when I graduated from high school. It was way back in the dark ages. Another dispensation. Nobody had any fun. You say, when did you graduate? 1966. I graduated, some of you are familiar with Pensbury High School. And I remember, boy, what a day that was. Not just for me, but for my parents. The fact that we all survived it. And I finally did it. And what a wonderful celebration it was. And it's a day of celebration for these ladies. And it's kind of their day to shine. They've done it. They finished the course. But it isn't an end for them. This is another step in their life. I want to read you a couple of verses here from Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, this is the Lord speaking to Joshua. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people, that's the Israelites, shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then God said this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This text comes from the first chapter of Joshua, and in this chapter, we find that God is commissioning Joshua to be the new leader of the children of Israel as they journey now into the promised land. Most of us know the story. These Israelites have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They've been under the leadership of the mighty man of God, Moses. But now Moses is dead. Now they're without a leader. Now the time has come for them to cross the Jordan River into the promised land, but they don't have Moses to lead them. But listen, God always has a plan, and God always has a man. And God had ordained that Joshua would be the one to take over and to be the leader in Moses' place and lead this people. Now, think about this. Here's a man, Joshua, who had followed Moses for 40 years, had been a great warrior for the Israelites and all of that. And now Moses has died, and God says to Joshua, now it's you. Understand, God is saying to him, you are going to lead over 2 million people. I'd imagine Joshua kind of gulped a few times. But then God told him how he could be successful in what he has to do. As we think about this, get this in your mind. The book of Joshua begins a new era for Joshua and the Israelites. The wandering is over. They're about to enter the promised land. A very new chapter in their lives is about to be written. The crossing of the Jordan River and the capturing of the land is a challenge that they have to face. And God gives Joshua the assurance here in verses 7 and 8. And he gives Joshua what we might call the key to success in these future endeavors. God's key to success given was simply to know and follow God's word. Today we have two young ladies. They likewise are about to embark on their adult journey in life. They're turning that page from high school to now what lies beyond. They're beginning a new chapter of life. To them and to everyone here, the challenge to each of us is to hear God's advice, to hear God's directive for success. Ladies, we want you to be successful in what you endeavor to do from this point forward. The key to it for you is the same as it was to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This book is to be your guide in your life, and when you make it the guide in your life, you cannot help but to end your life in success. Notice the requirement there. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. What God is saying is, feed on the word of God. The word of God is our nourishment spiritually. The word of God is what will build us and strengthen us and make us able. make it a daily process. Get in the Word and feed, just like you will on physical food, feed on spiritual food. Keep yourself strong. Keep yourself alert. And then he says this, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Listen, God isn't saying go sit and read the Word of God and go sit in some corner and just meditate. What he's saying is keep that in your mind. Mull it over in your mind. Think on it all day and all night. Dwell on what the Word of God has to say. Keep God's Word actively present all day, every day. God says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Oh my. There's the other requirement. Not enough to read it. It's not enough to meditate on it. You young folks stood up here and recited Bible verses, didn't you? You've got it in here. That's not enough. You got to live it. I've met many people who could recite Bible verses. I know one person could recite whole chapters. It's good to have that kind of knowledge. But unless you apply it, it's not going to make you successful. Observe to do all that's written therein. Find out what God expects. Find out what God says. And then follow it. And if you'll do that, there's a promise. God says he will prosper you. Now, that don't mean you're going to be rich. I'm not, you know, if you're rich, praise God. But we don't work for the riches of this world. We have a payday coming one day, and it's not going to be a dollar cents payday. But God says he'll make you prosperous. Well, what's he talking about? It means that if you will do what he says here, he is going to bless your life in many, many ways. You know, so many times people think, oh, prosperous, that has to do with what I have, how much I've acquired. No. No, prosperous is a blessed life, blessed of the Lord. And he promises that he will prosper your life. And don't ever forget this, God blesses obedience. He cannot bless disobedience. And God says not only that, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I think that's what you want for your life. I think at your time, you're graduating high school and you're looking to buy college. You want to be a doctor and you're looking to college. And I'm not sure if you want to be a teacher, but you're both looking actually at the same college. And that's a wonderful thing. But that won't guarantee you success. Education don't guarantee success. Walking with God, he will make your life a successful life. And here's what that means. We're all going to come to the end of our life one day. And when we do, and you look back on your life, will you be able to say, my life was a success for the Lord? You know, if you're a Christian, that's why you're still here. If you're saved, the reason you're still here, that God didn't take you home when he saved you, was because there's a work to do. And God wants you to be successful in that work. And he says, get your nose in my book. Follow my principles and my precepts. Don't be concerned with what the world says is success. What the world calls success is cotton candy. There's nothing to it. What God says is success is solid. I want to challenge you, and I want to challenge all of us as believers to follow God's recipe here, if you will. To follow the keys to success in our Christian lives. Understand, one day we give an account for our life. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. When we stand before Him, He will be the judge of our success. He will be the judge of what we do, what we don't do. Keep that in your mind and seek the success that God wants you to have. You know, I've never met a believer who practiced God's key to success as we find it here, who regretted doing so. We wish you a prosperous journey. We wish you all the success in the world. Not as the world defines it, but as God defines it. Here's the key. Learn this blessed book. Live by this blessed book. And you cannot fail. Guaranteed success. You cannot fail if you just do what He says here. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank You for these young ladies. We do certainly wish them all the success You want for them. As they step out now on their next endeavor, we believe to be Bible college, help them to be successful. As they go out on the sea of life now, no longer young people, no longer children, now stepping into that adult world, help them. Keep them close to You. Lord, we've done all we can do to try to establish in them and help them to understand the importance of walking with You and obeying Your word. Help them now as they go out from us to heed what they've been shown, to heed what they've been taught, and to be successful for You. Bless them, might we get glowing reports of what You've done in their hearts and lives. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We come now to what parents here have been waiting 12 years for. We come to what these girls have been waiting 12 years for. Let me make sure which one I have. And that's a presentation of a diploma. And so if you ladies would come. These are our graduates. This is our graduating class of 2014. And Brianna, God bless you. Congratulations. Zena, God bless you. Congratulations. You finished the course. You can turn your tassel. You are now graduates. Give them a big hand.
You know, and to heaven, and you you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. Turning saw the sun.
What?
Oh, wrong track.
Upon the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea.